This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 3rd of June. Coming up, a massive explosion in Russia, Sri Lanka face England in the cricket, and 400 turtles and crocs are found crammed in a suitcase. But first, it's already caused Russia to ban all vegetables from Europe, and now the E. coli infection has spread as far as the US. Two Americans who recently travelled to Germany have tested positive for the bacteria. It seems that some vegetables are to blame. So far, it's killed 18 people in Europe and made hundreds seriously ill. Scientists are still searching for the source of the outbreak. British health official Dr. Dilys Morgan had this message for anyone travelling to Germany.
Follow the advice of the German authorities, which is actually to avoid lettuce, cucumbers and green leafy salad items until further notice.
Next to an explosion so big that it shattered windows 10 kilometres away. 30,000 people in central Russia have been forced to leave their homes because of the massive blaze. It happened at a building where weapons are stored. The fire set off the shells and rockets being kept there, causing the explosions. Hundreds of homes were damaged and at least 30 people injured. This lady describes how it felt.
I heard a loud explosion at about midnight and our windows were smashed. At first I thought it was thunder, but then I realised that it was not and that there were explosions at the base. Then we saw the blaze at the base and we ran out of the house. It was impossible to stay in. The windows were cracking. The house could have just collapsed. We were told to go to the main road and that there will be coaches there to take us.
Cricket news now, and Sri Lanka face England in the second test at Lord's. Andrew Strauss's side lead the three-match series 1-0 after winning in Cardiff, but England's captain is all too aware how quickly their luck could change.
You think back to when we got bowled out for 51 in Jamaica all that year, those years ago, and we came out firing the next test match, and so we expect that from Sri Lanka. You know, they'll want to show that they're better than what they showed in that last afternoon, and we've obviously got to be conscious of, you know, patting ourselves on the back too much and thinking that everything's too hunky-dory and rosy. So, you know, we need to be switched on.
And finally, more than 400 rare turtles and 7 freshwater crocodiles have been rescued after being discovered inside a man's luggage in Thailand. The creatures had been hidden in 4 suitcases and were wrapped in cloth with holes so they could breathe. Thai customs say they're trying to crack down on illegal animal smuggling.
There's a jail sentence for smuggling these animals. They could soon be extinct. They were taken out of their natural habitat, so we'll have to send them to the fisheries and wildlife departments to save them from dying. If they were to go to market, they would never survive.
Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.